The good,
the bad,
and
the ugly.
The ugly with Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
So, tell us about your epiphanies about infidelity.
My epiphanies. If there's one thing I cannot abide by, it's someone who cheats on his or her spouse or partner. It's disrespectful. There's no other way to put it. I was at a dinner party recently, and this is how this all came about, where this topic made its way into the conversation. Everyone was talking about how some woman was cheating on her husband mm-hmm. with a co-worker, and everyone was proffering an opinion on it.
Everyone knew.
Okay. But not once in that entire discussion did anyone think to tell the man being cheated on mm-hmm. that his wife was stepping out on him. I think this is the thing that grates me so much about cheating spouses. Mm. The fact that the one being cheated on is always in the dark while everyone else around him or her whispers behind their back. I remember being at a hotel.
Hang on, let me ask you a question, because this is a very important point you just made there.
Yeah.
What is the more painful bit, the fact that you've been cheated on or the fact that you don't know? Because I've had this debate before and I'd like to hear from you. The fact that everyone else knows yeah. about it and you don't?
Yeah.
Or the fact that the love of your life is not being...
Well, both to varying degrees. But I think for me it would be like everyone else knowing and me not. Because then, you can make a choice.
I really think we pick on this infidelity thing a little bit too much. I'll tell you why. Because literally half the people I know that are in relationships
yeah.
were in another relationship, saw this person... and then fooled around a little bit and decided this is the relationship.
Right.
It's what humans do. They transcend. They sort of merge between one relationship and another. And yeah. inadvertently, there will be some infidelity.
Right.
Very rarely do you have someone like, okay, this is over and I'm going to give myself a break period and then look out for someone else. So this fear and this hate of infidelity when it is completely natural and human.
Can I tell you what? There were quite a few views on the subject at this dinner party that I was at.
Mm.
And some were quite liberal, like yourself, believing that it was evolutionary
mm-hmm.
and it was a natural part of life, while some adopted a more conservative stance on the matter. One was saying that it's natural because we have to sow our wild oats and find the best place to plant our seed, irrespective of what...
Okay, the biological argument, yeah.
Irrespective of what the vessel was that they were planting it in. So this was the evolutionary defense of infidelity, that we need to do it because we need to survive.
Mm.
In truth, I imagine that the guy that held that opinion, much like yourself, was trying to find an excuse to justify his adulterous behavior. Mm. I'm not saying that you are, but could be.
But in that instance, yes.
In that instance. I remember being at a hotel bar once and heard the conversation going on, next to me. Mm. They were a group of, obviously, businessmen who are all looking to meet someone while they were in Joburg for the week to let loose, as they put it.
So the oats.
I thought about their wives and children at home, unaware of what their husband and fathers were getting up to.
Yeah.
And these men were so blasé about having this extramarital fling. So we've got the liberal approach, mm-hmm. like yourself, and then there was the serial monogamy approach, which is you're a monogamous and only have one partner at a time,
mm-hmm.
but they don't last very long, and you go through them like cereal once a day.
I know these people.
But make no mistake, this is only barely different from being a full-on cheater.
Mm.
Then, of course, there are those people that would just go for the more elaborate lengths to cheat on their spouse and ensure that they don't get caught. This includes lying about being away on business, going fishing, coming back with fried chicken, booking dirty weekends at hotels, and so on. And I have to tell you the story before we go to break. Early on in my career, I worked in town and I traveled with the Lift Club and we parked at the workshop.
Mm.
And so a man and a woman would arrive around the same time as us every morning and always walk to work hand in hand. Sometimes she would arrive earlier and then he would leave a little note or a flower or something on her windshield. And I thought, oh, this is so sweet. This couple's so lovely. Mm. And then I judged a kids' talent competition.
Mm.
And there was this man sitting in the front row with a woman and three kids.
Mm.
But the woman was not the same woman from the parking lot.
Yeah.
So he was obviously having an affair. And I tell you what, he was so uncomfortable when he saw me and tried so hard not to meet my stare.
Mm.
And of course, I just stared the whole time at this man. And the thing is, he seemed perfectly happy with his wife and children. So I couldn't reconcile this man's duplicitous life. And coming up... I'll tell you a little more.
Okay, but before we get there, the catalyst for this story, right? This poor guy, everyone, he knows all these people, right? And they all know that his wife is cheating with someone at work. Mm. But he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Right? Does he not pick up the signs? Is there no evidence there? Is he completely oblivious? Is he ignorant? How do you not pick up the signs? In actual fact, I want to ask you this question, right? Whether you were involved in a cheating scenario or not, whether you know the victim or the persecutor,
the cheater,
willing, good person and the bad
cheater, cheater or cheaty, right? I want to know what was the first sign. What was the first sign that made you go, okay, I think this person is cheating on me? I want to know what that first sign was that made you think this my partner is cheating on me. Give us a call.
And the number is 089-310-9495. Or you can give us a voice note. You can drop us a voice note on WhatsApp, 061-792-9495.
East Coast Breakfast. The good.
The good.
The bad.
The bad.
And
the ugly.
The ugly. With Terence Pillay.
We have Vuli on the line. Good morning, Vuli.
Morning, Darren.
All right, so we're asking this morning that first sign that someone was not being faithful.
Okay. Before I say anything about the cheating husband, I just want to tell you guys that Xhosa women are better than Zulu girls. We are best.
Sky, you listen.
At doing what? At not cheating.
No, I'm sure you guys have your own pros and stuff, but no, Zulu girls are the best, eh? That's why Casper and your vest says the best.
Xhosa women are better than Zulu girls. So yeah, women and Zulus are girls. Thank you. So
okay, nice one,
Julie. Darren, with the cheating husband, I think for me, the first sign was a smell. He would take a bath and he would use his odd, whatever smells nice, but he would always smell like someone else. For me, it was the smell.
Even after bathing and putting deodorant and new clothes on, there was still another smell.
He would smell different. And I knew something was going on and I knew that something was wrong. So I had to look better.
Mm-hmm. How did you find out eventually?
Yeah, I did find out eventually because I sort of snooped into his stuff.
Snooped into his stuff, okay.
So, Vuli, let me ask you this question. What was for you, what was the hardest part? The knowledge that your husband was fooling around with someone else or the fact that he was lying to you?
For me, it was the fact that I was a fool for everybody. The friends, the both families, my family and his family, the neighbors, his co-workers, everybody. I think that for me, it was the worst because maybe I wouldn't have cared if maybe he had come clean about it sooner. Mm. And now that he lied to me and all these people lied to me on his behalf was the worst for me. And I couldn't stand it and I left the marriage.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head there. Thank you very much, Vuli. And that's the point for me.
That's the point I was trying to make as well, that it's the dishonesty and the loss of trust. You know, I've always considered whether I would tell a friend if I found out that, you know, their spouse was cheating on them. And I canvassed some opinions on this as well. And everyone seems to feel that it's a private or it's a domestic issue. But if it happened to me, I mean, I would want to know.
It's a tough call.
It is a tough
Kerry,
one.
Kerry, what would you do?
Well, I mean, I've been in the situation.
Yeah, and you had your own WhatsApp group.
Yeah, there was a WhatsApp group. Let's talk about that. And so to be honest, the first person that told me was the lady that cleans for me. We're like pretty tight. And I didn't believe her. I was like, okay, Timo, whatever, you obviously, you must be wrong. So I didn't believe her. And then I took a second friend. And even then I was more angry with him.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, do you want to be the messenger?
Yeah.
If you see
a friend, your friend and someone's, and you know that their partner's cheating, do you tell your friend?
I don't know. It depends on the circumstances.
But hang on. You may not necessarily have to lead with, hey, your husband is having an affair.
Mm.
You know, you could be a little more subtle and suss out how the person, knows. Like, for example, it was good to run into John the other day at the Holiday Inn. You know, does his company put him up at night when he works late?
Yeah, and, yeah, yeah.
You know, I think he has a new female co-worker. What the case may be.
Oh, he's just getting to the drama.
Lucky he stopped his gym partner from choking. Yeah. With his tongue.
She's Kira Miller, eh?
Too much. Wow. That's why I keep quiet.
Listen, there are some signs on the blog if you believe that, suspect.
Oh, you suspect and you
that
want
your partner is cheating. There are some signs that you can.
Okay.
You can look for.
Nice. Where's the blog?
Now, please don't go home and break up with your partner.
Because there's two of the five signs.
His cologne or something like that.
All right. So check out for the signs. They're a guide. They're not a definitive.
They're a guide.
They're a guide. Okay. That'll be on our website, ecr.co.za. We've got a quick poll. So you know your friend someone's fooling around with your friend or you got friends who are in a relationship and you know that one of them's fooling around. Do you tell your friend or don't you? Answer that question on our Twitter. We are at ECR Breakfast.
East Coast Breakfast.
Breakfast.
All right, that said, where are we tomorrow, Kerry Miller?
We are going to be at a school in Umlazi.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
It's a big one. We've got the brand new science lab together with SAPREF. So we're doing that tomorrow.
Oh, yes. Mafumbuga High School.
That's the one.
And so that's with SAPREF. It's going to be another one. We get to play scientists tomorrow. And then we're off to Kwahombe.
I'm so looking forward to that.
For another day. So we're going to be Friday. So we're out of the studio, but still obviously exactly where we need to be. Right here, but not.
Yeah. Exactly. So we're not going to be in this building until Monday morning, but we're all over the place, all over the East Coast. Lots of opportunities for you to win. And then Sky.
Showcase.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
And Kerry, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yes.
And with that said, Gazza has sent you a voice note.
It's nearly golf time, boy.
Oh, yes, boy.
Are you playing today?
Yeah, it's 9:30.
Ridiculous pants are for?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a real Durban.
Oh, good luck, guys. See if you can get under 140, okay?